As you look in the future, what do you hope to see, say, 5 years from now? What's the downtown that is in your vision? What does it look like? What does it feel like?
So, you know, when I think about, you know, cities that, you know, you think about cities out in the world or out in the U.S. that, you know, people talk about, and you think of the San Antonios, and you think of the Washington, D.C.s, and you think of, you know, even some of those places out in California. I mean, those are the places that people always talk about. You know, I see Augusta being much the same. I see Augusta being a vibrant, open community that fosters a lot of different relationships at a lot of different diversity levels, if you will, both from an age, you know, it doesn't really matter from that perspective. You know, I'd like to see a lot of really big businesses that, you know, maybe had traditionally stayed in some of those larger states. You know, Georgia's worked very hard to become a very business-friendly state. Our governor's done a great job at that. Our mayor here is focused on making Augusta a great place to be. The article in Forbes recently really helped that process, you know, from a cyber perspective, and a lot of companies are looking at us. So I'd like to see a lot of those companies stop looking at Augusta and start moving to Augusta, start putting their people here, bringing big jobs here, you know, changing and transforming, if you will, a true transformation of the workforce and the aspect of our market, our money, you know, putting a lot of that money here. So bigger buildings, lots of places to go, lots of things to do, amusement parks, who knows, you know, it's the sky's the limit. I just want it to be a place that, you know, that people are excited to talk about. And it's not just people in Georgia talking about it. It's people outside of Georgia talking about it, you know, looking at things that may drive tourism up here, you know, and makes it a great place to be. We got great events like the Ironman and things that bring a lot of people here, but it'd be awesome if we had something that was not once a year, but was more, you know, stationary, that would drive people to come here as well.
You think we're getting that that message out? You know, if downtown Augusta had an elevator speech, you know, what would it be? And is that message, in your opinion, being shared well enough?
You know, I think we have lots of opportunity, right? We're still new at this, if you will. I mean, I think this transformation started a few years ago, and it's really just starting to come to the forefront, and people are realizing that we've got to do something bigger and something a little bit different. You know, from an elevator speech, you always think about what's that 10 or 15 second elevator speech. And, you know, what I always tell people is, you know, you don't really know Augusta until you see Augusta. And while you might recognize it because of the Masters and things like that, you know, Augusta, the people have a lot to offer. And when I talk to my executive team about why we need to put more in Augusta, I talk about the level of detail, the level of attention that they bring to our clients and the people that we serve. You know, Augusta, you know, if it's just nothing else, it's that South. It's the South thing, right? You know, we're very friendly people. We're very open people. You know, in the North, you get there, you know, people laugh and argue, oh, the North are too rude and this and that, you know, in the West or this and whatever. But the South, you know, it just brings a special play. It brings a special thing to the table. And, you know, in the level, we see that within my company, the level of performance that we're giving is outperforming anybody in the country right now. And we're the newest group. And so they ask me all the time, well, what makes us different? I'm like, it's just the South. It's just what we are. You know, the South is truly transforming to become a truly engaged, truly, you know, it's in our DNA, right, to be friendly. It's in our DNA to support, to help people. And that comes across in everything that we do. And so, you know, when our clients, they start talking to us, or when they view us and they listen to test calls, they're like, we want to put our employees in that place right there, because they go out of their way to help. They go out of the way not only to fix the problems that our people are having, but to also make them feel good about having the call. That's what makes us different. And so, you know, that's our secret sauce, if you will, is you just don't know it until you get to experience it. And I always say, baby, you don't know you need us until you do. Well, you don't know you need Augusta until you do. And once you do, and you see what Augusta has to offer, it transforms the way people think. And it really, it makes logical sense to put more business here.
If you could put together a wish list for downtown Augusta, what would be on that list?
That's a tough one. I mean, there's so much, to be honest. You know, I mean, obviously, I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to see the true facelift, right? We've got a lot of dilapidated buildings down there. You know, you're starting to see holes now where they're breaking down some of these buildings, and it's a little bit of an eyesore. It's an eyesore even for me when I bring clients, because I'm talking about how great Augusta is, and all of a sudden they're seeing what's going on. You know, I'm like, well, this is our transformation. We're underway, right? It's hard to kind of explain that. But, you know, for me personally, outside of the true rebuild is just, you know, again, things that will support the life, the lifestyle of our employees. You know, it's hard to hear an employee say, you know, when they leave, they want to get out of there because, you know, they want to go eat or want to do something. Instead of bringing their families down to meet them downtown, they're having to go to, again, to Washington Road or to Columbia County for restaurants because we really don't have a lot of restaurants downtown right now. And some of the ones we do, they're all those, you know, they're very small, you know, they're hard to get into, especially after 5 o'clock. I mean, they just get swamped. And so if you're not there early, you may be waiting 2 hours and no one wants to do that. So having more selection and having some, I don't want to say chain restaurants, but having, you know, things that can support and move some volume, would be important. So, you know, just a different selection of restaurants, more restaurants would be my number one thing, because even from my growth perspective, it's very hard when there's not a lot of restaurants to support them, you know, and you can only do so many food trucks and things like that. So just having the infrastructure to support the growth that's happening downtown. And I only see it getting worse when the new cyber center opens up, you know, the governor's place, you know, some of these businesses start to grow out. It's just going to get worse.
You know, I'm in Colorado. Mm-hmm. What are the benefits for me moving to Augusta?
Well, you know, so first off, you know, and Damien said this earlier, or Damien said it earlier, we don't move a lot of people here. We committed to doing everything local. And so we have moved less than 5 people here for all the people we've hired so far, because we want to put Augustans back to work and Georgians back to work and not people from other states. But with that being said, you know, I have had conversations with some people moving here, and what I usually tell them is that you'll like the area, you'll like the low cost. It's a very competitive wage for the area based on what people typically get here as a starting pay. Their money will go a lot farther here because I'm talking to people in New York, I'm talking to people in D.C., I'm talking to people in places where it costs a lot of money to live. And also, you know, the thing I think that excited me when I moved here is that I could get a house with a lot more land than I could. And, you know, I didn't have a house where I could reach out and touch my neighbor's house and, you know, things like that. So having a little bit of privacy was really nice. And the other thing is, you know, for me was that, you know, even outside of this local area, you know, 2 hours or so and you can be at a beach, there's a lot of stuff to do around here, within Georgia and the surrounding areas. So, and just also the community. The community is very, very supportive. My family and I have been welcomed here and people go out of their way to make sure that we feel good. You won't get that in New York. You know, you're going to get people that may say a few choice words to you if you try to talk to them or like, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking to me? We're here. They'll stop and they'll talk to you. It's just the aesthetics of the area are very pleasing, to me personally. I mean, I'm from the South originally. I moved away. I spent most of my life away from the South, and coming back, it's just been very refreshing. And really, I think that was one of the decision making, pieces for me to stay here is how friendly the people are and how well the community comes around you, especially when you have a lot of jobs to offer, obviously, but just in general, they genuinely, it's not about, hey, what can you do for me? It's they genuinely want to know who you are. And they generally want to know about you and your family. And, they always are asking me about my kids and, you know, the things like that. And that says a lot to me. It says a lot. It says that they're not only just ingrained in bringing people here, but they want to keep them here, right? And they want them to feel welcome. And they want people to realize that not only Augusta, but Georgia as a whole is just a great place to be. And, you know, and I appreciate that. So when I talk to people about coming here, I usually, one of the first things I tell them is the stories about how people welcomed me and made sure I had everything I needed. And, you know, people were calling people at banks and saying, hey, this guy's coming, you know, he's probably going to need a house. Can you make sure he's got what he needs from a loan perspective? Or, you know, this realtor's calling me and that, hey, we heard you're moving to town. You know, they just asked if I'd check in with you and make sure you didn't need anything. Or they call me and say, hey, you know, we hear you may have 2 people coming here. You know, if they need any relocation assistance, we're happy to help. I mean, it's like, I don't have to call anybody. They call me, you know, and it just shows their genuine willingness to help and help transform the Augusta area.